Hello, and just want to say congratulations on getting access to this video course on how to start your own WordPress membership site. So here's a quick video's overview of what we're going to talk about in this course. So that way you get a bird's eye view of how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Now, this is obviously video number one, and we'll talk about what you need in order to get started after the slide after this. Video number two, we'll talk about mapping out your membership site funnel. In other words, how do you take that wonderful idea of yours and make it happen? So a lot of people make the mistake of jumping in, trying to figure out the technical aspect, and just getting frustrated, not knowing what the next step is. So that is why we are going to map it out. So we're going to take a little bit of brainstorming, and then we're going to map it out into a flow chart so that you can see what step one, step two, step three, and so forth is, and that way you're not going to get lost. Then in video number three, we'll talk about which WordPress membership plugin you should use. Now, obviously, we're going to be covering the WooCommerce platform and the WooCommerce memberships extension that will be a plugin on top of WooCommerce. Video number four, we'll talk about how do you take that plugin, you know, get access to it, install it, and of course, getting started by configuring the settings. Video number five, we'll talk about how you can go about creating different membership levels. So as you know, different membership sites are different. Some have free levels and paid levels, maybe two, a free and a paid. And some might have a free, a paid, and a premium level. So it doesn't really matter how many levels you want. At the end of the day, we're just going to show you how to create different levels that will give your customers or prospects access to different parts of your website to get them to want to actually upgrade to the higher level. And of course, in video number six, we'll talk about creating products and of course, pricing your products within the WooCommerce store. In other words, you're going to be able to connect the memberships and into an actual product. So if somebody buys that product, they can get access to that specific membership level. And of course, last but not least, video number seven, we'll talk about testing. How do you go about making sure that you have everything correct, it's gonna work, and you've spent all that time and it actually works? All right, so getting started, here's what you're gonna need. We assume that you already have a WordPress site created already. So we're not going to go into the detail of how to install your WordPress site. So assuming that you already have that WordPress site created already, you're going to definitely need money to purchase WordPress plugins. Now, the WooCommerce membership plugin is around about $200. Now, that could increase or decrease depending on which way WooCommerce decides to go. Now, I want to say a lot of times WooCommerce will come out with special deals. So sometimes they'll come out with 40% off whenever they do like a big release, or you can see like Black Friday or different special holidays. So just bear that in mind that you can save a lot of money if you keep an eye out. Now, of course, WooCommerce platform, the plugin is free, so you don't have to pay any money for that. Now, you might be thinking, well, are there any free membership plugins out there? Yes, there are, but at the end of the day, we've tested some of those and we found that many of them are just not useful. They don't have the features that you need to scale to build a long-term business. So in other words, free is not the best way to build your long-term business. So with that said, let's move on to video number two.